producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Your federal government can tell you how many Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islanders, the Tongans, the Samoans, stole a car. Or the precise number of American Indian or Alaska Natives, the Inuits, who were arrested for vagrancy. Or how many whites were busted for counterfeiting. How many black people killed each other in any given year. However, while they crunch these crime numbers, they enter this area where they have this disability. They're utterly unable or unwilling to pinpoint for the public how many illegal alien immigrant criminals are arrested within U.S. borders each year. I'm not talking about the ones that simply are here and are breaking the law. I'm talking about the ones that are here breaking the law and murdering people or stealing or whatever. Those guys. Now, in the absence of comprehensive data, Fox News looked at it, and they examined a patchwork of local, state, and federal statistics that revealed a wildly disproportionate number of murderers, rapists, and drug dealers are crossing into the U.S. amid the wave of hardworking families seeking a better life. The explosive figures show how illegal immigrants are three times as likely to be convicted of murder as members of the general population and account for far more crimes than their 3.5% share of the U.S. population. I wonder why that doesn't get to come out. Critics say it is no accident that local, state, and federal governments go to great lengths to keep the data under wraps. This way, the whole problem with all of this is that should this all come to light at some point amongst the uninitiated, that bubble being burst could be violent. Former Department of Justice Attorney J. Christian Abrams, who has conducted exhaustive research on the subject, said there are a lot of reasons states don't make this information readily available, and there's no clearinghouse of data at the high levels. These numbers would expose how serious the program is and make the government look bad. Jesse Vaughn, Center for Immigration Studies. They should have been sent back to their home country instead of being allowed to stay there or stay here and have the opportunity to kill Americans. Adams is calling illegal immigrant crime a wave of staggering proportions. And he and other experts note that the issue has been dragged into the spotlight by a spate of cases in which the illegal immigrants with criminal records killed people after being released from custody because of incoherent procedures, lack of cooperation between local and federal enforcement officials, and, of course, let's Let's just go ahead and face it. The federal government hearts illegal alien criminals. They heart them. I would not be surprised to see them released out there to be pushing for gun control as an example, or pushing for any of these other things. Everybody's talking about, well, you know, Jade Helms is going to be one of these things where it's going to be about martial law. That sort of fell by the wayside, didn't it? However, I could see this happening. I could see this happening. They could fix this, of course. They could fix this. When you're protecting people, you have to do this with a complete lack of emotion. And the way you would do it with a complete lack of emotion in this particular case is go down there and seal the border. Go down there and seal the border off. And, you know, people crossing over, don't worry about the humanitarian outcry. These people that are coming across the border are 3.5 more times likely to commit a felony, according to statistics. So we've got to protect ourselves. So this is can be looked at as a threat or threat of imminent bodily harm. So then we can do something about it. Of course, they won't like it. They won't like it. The murderers, including the July 1st killing of Catherine Steinle, allegedly by an illegal immigrant in San Francisco, which is, you know, that's, I don't know why they continue to use that kind of language. That leaves the loved, you know, the left behind loved ones grieving, angry, and confused. And the feds, all the officials point the fingers at each other. You've got a voting public demanding secure borders and swift deportation of non-citizen criminals. And you've got a bunch of Republican GOP establishment types looking and saying Donald Trump is not the one. That's what we get. That's what we get out of this whole thing, this whole exercise. Donald Trump says what the American people say regarding this. Donald Trump's the only one that's articulated this, you know? He's the only one out there that said most of them are rapists. When everybody, when they're 3.5 times more likely to commit a felony, folks, those words ring true. If that order of magnitude, those words are ringing true. But instead of, and I didn't watch the debate last night. I don't see what the point of watching the debate is right now. Debates and this whole elective cycle to me are just such exercises in theater. First of all, we'll have the Republicans attacking each other. Then we'll have the one left standing, and then he attacks the other side. And then everybody on the other side that he has attacked successfully supports him. They hate each other in the run-up. They love each other after it's all done because that's the way it's done. This is why I'm not in politics. Jesse Vaughn, the director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, said every one of the recent cases was preventable through better border security and enforcing immigration law. They should have been sent back to their home country. A spokespoll for the U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement told Fox News that comprehensive statistics on illegal immigrant crime are not available from the federal government and suggested contacting state, county, and federal jail and prison systems individually to compose a tally. That's cop out, pal. You guys, we know exactly the extent and capability of your data collection. We know how far you can take it. We know that you have stuff to where I can be in my restroom with the door closed and you've got a spy satellite that can peer in and see in there somehow. And we know that you're watching. And yet you're telling us that you can't keep a tally on this. You're either incompetent or you think we are incredibly idiotic. I believe it's a little of both. Right now, the Bureau of Justice Statistics and several state and county correctional departments, they show that out of an estimated 11.7 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. account for 13.6% of all offenders sentenced for crimes committed in the U.S., 12% of murder sentences, 20% of kidnapping sentences, and 16% of drug trafficking sentences are meted out to illegal immigrants. And yet we keep them here. And we got a segment of the politicians fighting to keep them here. I'll be scratching my bald head. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Since the killing of 32-year-old Kate Steinle in the sanctuary city of San Francisco earlier this year, by a 5 times previously deported, 7-time felony illegal alien, sanctuary city policies finally have come under scrutiny. Now, I think it is perfectly legitimate to say that sanctuary city policies can lead to death for the citizens that just live there, that are native-born Americans, of course. Now they found another critic. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said it is counterproductive to public safety to have this level of resistance to working with our immigration enforcement personnel. It is simply, in my judgment, not acceptable to have no policy of cooperation with immigration enforcement. We are all interested in getting criminals off the street. Hey, I've got an idea for you, Jay. Since you're the head of the Department of Homeland Security and you have agents that work for you that are actual cops that are loaned out to you by the DEA and Immigrations and Border Patrol and all these other guys, send them to San Francisco to arrest the entire leadership, local leadership of San Francisco, from the mayor down, the mayor, the county council, city council, all of them. Maybe not the county council, city council definitely, because they're the ones that have not changed the sanctuary city designation. And they are the ones that made it possible for Kate Steinle to get murdered. And while you're at it, look in the mirror and put the bracelets on yourself, because you have done nothing about it. It is only because the light of the media has been shined upon you, and a lot of people are looking around saying, hey, wait a minute, this isn't good. As some of the low-info voters are slapped awake, it is only because of that that you are saying what you're saying now. You are an opportunist of the worst kind. What's the federal government going to do about it while Jay's saying all those things? When you consider that the Obama White House did not come out and condemn sanctuary cities in the face of the murder of Kate Steinle, whose only crime was being out with her parents or her dad to have dinner. And she died. What you get is nothing at all out of them. In the past, Johnson has been hesitant to openly criticize sanctuary city policies and said in July during congressional testimony that the policies were out of the control of Homeland Security, but that he hopes local law enforcement will work with the feds to get violent criminals off the streets. Let me take everybody back to the 60s. You know, during that time when Mississippi was burning, you know, when they made the movie, the whole premise to that movie and the whole premise to what actually happened down there was the fact that it was a local matter. However, they had to get a federal charge, and they did it because their civil rights were violated. Has Kate Steinle's civil rights been violated? Have the civil rights of the people of San Francisco, who just walk around, native-born Americans, walking around, going to work, working at the butcher shop or the photo mat or wherever it is they go to work, are their civil rights right now being violated because they are a sanctuary city that does not go by federal immigration law? Constitutionally, I would say that anybody that crosses our border, since the federal government, part of their wheelhouse is to guard the border, I would say all things having to do with immigration are in the wheelhouse of the federal government. Johnson hoping that local law enforcement will work with the feds to get violent criminals off the street. You got to stop releasing them and not letting the locals know you're doing that. There's step one. They constantly drive busloads of them somewhere, and they say, all right, off you go there, you scallywags. And they only just now started letting local law enforcement know they were doing this. Jay Johnson admitted Tuesday that the administration goofed on releasing an illegal immigrant to Sanctuary City, San Francisco, ahead of the shocking murder earlier this month, but said there's little the government can do to pressure sanctuary communities to change their minds. Now, what should have happened with this, okay, if these people really cared about the citizens of San Francisco and the citizens of the United States at large, is every one of them should have resigned. The sheriff should have resigned. Jay Johnson should have resigned. The head of ICE should have resigned. The mayor should have resigned. Has any of that stuff happened? No, because they don't care about Kate Steinle. Johnson, in part of his testimony, did not know who Kate Steinle was. Representative Steve Chabot asked Johnson, has the administration reached out to the Steinle family, to your knowledge? Johnson replied, to who? Chabot asked again, to the family of the woman who was brutally murdered by this individual who committed 7 different felonies in 4 different states and, to my understanding, had been deported, kept coming back. Has the administration reached out to the family? Johnson said, I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that question. On Capitol Hill right now, legislation banning and punishing sanctuary cities has been stalled. This is why I look at the feds and I say, looking at them, you know, I'm one person. And I realize completely that I know what the power of one person can be. I know how a group of people, how many people can get their attention. However, this is in my individual regard as I look at them. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you guys haven't got a clue. You're not looking outward. You're looking inward. You're looking at yourself. You want your job. You want to keep your job, which is never your job. You serve at our convenience, but you don't think so. You think you own it. And you're so busy owning it and not paying attention to what you're actually supposed to be doing that people are dying for no reason at all. Kate Steinle died. That was a needless death. Every time this happens, that's a needless death. Every time a woman is raped, every time there's a theft, every time there's a gangland killing by MS-13, all of this was needless except for the fact that you guys are trying to cater to a voting bloc. And when the stuff hits the fan and a group of these guys decides to get mobile and do stuff like they do on the other side of the border, and they get their clocks cleaned by a bunch of American gun owners, you better stay exactly where you are. Keep doing what you're doing, because we will take care of it if you don't. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming to you from the same sophomoric group that brought you the presidential debate, we have the CNNORC poll that found that most Americans do not believe current gun laws make it too easy for Americans to buy guns. Wait a minute. That's not the way it's supposed to go. Despite this mainstream, which CNN is part of, mainstream media slant, that takes the coverage to make you believe that there's a widespread gun violence epidemic, 59% of Americans feel that the nation's gun laws are either about right or too strict. Only 41% of those polled want more strict gun control law. And if you look at that number, then what you will find is that, well, that 41%, depending on where the polling happened, probably most of that happened on the coast, in the Northeast, where they have lots of gun control, where they don't know any other way of life. When asked, in your view, do existing laws make it too easy for people to buy guns, too difficult, or are they about right? 49% of respondents said about right. 41% of respondents said current law made it too easy for people to buy guns, and 10% they made it too difficult. I would, once again, I would hazard a guess that 41% that think it's too easy don't own a gun. They don't own a gun. Only 1% of respondents had no opinion. The poll has asked this question periodically since 1989. This is the first time that less than 56% of respondents have said guns are too easy to buy. In 1993, 70% of respondents had answered guns were too easy to buy. The poll's all-time high. Now, the next thing that I think this demonstrates is that those numbers are probably going down because a lot of people are leaving these population hubs because of taxes, because of business, you know, that kind of thing. And it represents a dramatic reversal in the nation's attitudes about firearms. If you look at this in 10 years, I don't think it actually represents that much of a difference. I just think it represents a difference of population and where they are. Shift is made all the more remarkable by the fact that the mainstream news media and the entertainment media, who control so much of what, well, everything that we view in here, they are colluding with the left wing of the Democratic Party to actively push the fictional narrative that gun violence is an epidemic. And still, we get this response. Now, here's the thing I noticed the other day. Most of these liberals don't even know why they're liberal. They've heard something, they've grown up with something, and then they get out there and they have a moment, right? Now, what I'm referring to here is the other day, Matt Damon. Matt Damon has made quite the living being Jason Bourne and having guns and Elysium and having guns and some other things in having guns. He hasn't really done too much where he didn't have a gun that was actually successful. He is actually a good, viable action star. I find him entertaining in that genre. However, as far as a human being, I have found him up to this point somewhat abrasive because he goes very hard the other way. Now, here's the thing. The other day on his little reality TV show where, you know, he's looking at people trying to break into show business or into the arts or whatever it is. It's into media. And he's talking to a director. And the director was a black female director. And he was having words with her because the finalists on their show, which he sponsors with his co-buddy, co-liberal Ben Affleck, according to Matt Damon, it's not based upon percentages or quotas. It's based upon merit. Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me that in your chosen profession that somebody being Asian does not automatically mean they're going to win something and get to direct a feature film or a TV show just because they're Asian and they know the basic rudiments? They're not actually good. They're not like a Michael Bay or a J.J. Abrams or, you know, one of those guys? Is that what you're telling me? That it's all based upon skill and achievement and merit? Now, right now, because most of us don't pay attention to him, what he does in his private life, which he is pretty private about it. Matt Damon, you know, he's, other than the fact that he's a flaming liberal, the rest of his private life is not all that pretentious. He's married a normal person. He's been married to the normal person for quite some time. He does have extreme dedication to his craft. I mean, everything about him screams conservative except his face when he opens his mouth. And then in a moment of unguarded candor, he tells somebody who probably came on this project because they thought, hey, somebody's just going to give me a easy pass to easy street. He gets out there and says, this is all based on how good you are. It has nothing to do with what you look like or where you come from. And right now, Matt Damon is being savaged by the liberal community as they turn on one of their own, as they eat one of their own. I look at Matt Damon, the Matt Damons of the world, and I realize, you know, he's from the Northeast. He only knows a certain thing. He only knows what he's heard. Even though he's gotten out there and he can act, once you attain that level, because he went from nothing to big time with Good Will Hunting. So he's always been insulated. And all these people that say, yes, guns are too easy to buy, I think they are insulated and they live in a place where they're told that guns are evil, and they believe it. Does that make them weak-minded? No, it doesn't make them necessarily weak-minded. It makes them generationally behind us as far as their mindset and what they actually know. They lack experience. They don't know necessarily what's going on with them. And I find it interesting whenever one of these liberals... And another thing about this is that the gun culture 2.0 is all over the place. They come from all places in the United States. They come from liberal bastions because guns are making it back into schools now as shooting sports for shooting trap and skeet and all this other stuff. So, you know, all the potential dividing lines, age, race, religion, region, those are all falling apart. While at the same time, the demographic is shifting, the demographic is moving and voting with their feet, and their numbers are going down. And the ones that are left are, you know, very, very, very out there. We still have the Cass Sunsteins out there that has convinced President Barack Obama to start his behavioral modification experiments on the human populace. Where do you think that will go? He wants us to be like the 41% in that poll. That's what he wants. So, we are winning the fight, but it is never going to go away. So strap up. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You should be thinking that right now, that lead may be worth more than gold, given everything we face. Bloomberg has resurfaced. You know, he's out there, and then he goes into hiding for a little bit. His minions and his money have headed to the state of Maine to launch a massive assault on the rights of the Maine gun owners. Through his subsidiary groups, Every Town for Gun Safety and the Moms Band Attention, he's launched a petition drive to get a background check and registration initiative on the ballot for the 2016 elections. The groups are hiring teams of professional signature gatherers to collect the 61,123 signatures needed to get the measure on the ballot, and have vowed to do whatever it takes to accomplish their goals. That's one of his things. That's one of the things Bloomberg likes. Whatever it takes. One of his pet projects is to restrict firearms. And it isn't just a propaganda slogan. It's an actual commitment. So far, whatever it takes has included $100 million in misleading advertising, distorted research, campaign contributions, and professional lobbyists. When the Bloomies say whatever it takes, they mean whatever, including lying, exploiting tragedies, and selling out their principles in order to get their way. Now, if they succeed with the petitions, the next step will be millions more spent to convince Maine voters to throw away their rights, and then on to the next state to wash, rinse, repeat. This is how I-594 happened. Bloomberg and his billionaire pals spent $10 million in Washington State for that. To make it a criminal act to even loan a gun to a friend without first paying a fee and getting government permission to do so. They then gathered enough signatures to put their restrictive bill on the 2016 ballot in Nevada. They managed to push their legislation through the Oregon House and Senate. In Nevada, Bloomberg paid signature gatherers as much as $5 per signature to get the numbers they needed, and many of those same Bloomberg-paid signature gatherers were also collecting signatures on petitions to get a marijuana legalization initiative on the ballot, a measure that Bloomberg has vocally opposed and called stupid. An effort was begun earlier this year to bring the restrictive initiative to Arizona. But after establishing a presence in the state and laying some groundwork, the effort appears to have stalled for the moment. It looks like the Bloombergian advisors and Brain Trust have determined that the political climate and initiative laws in Maine are more favorable to pursue. Arizona is often considered the most gun-friendly state in the country. And that position has been earned with well-organized efforts of grassroots groups like Arizona Citizens Defense League, the Arizona State and Rifle Pistol Association, numerous shooting clubs, and a robust firearm and firearm-related industry locally there in Arizona. And unlike many states, activists in Arizona generally work well together and cooperate more together rather than compete with each other. Deadly. On the other side of the country, Maine is a completely different animal. While the state has historically enjoyed both minimal gun control laws and very low crime rate, it is very close to gun control bastions like New York and Massachusetts and has seen major shifts in their political base as young natives leave to find better jobs in other states, while well-heeled refugees from heavily restrictive states have migrated to the fresh air and freedom of the Pine Tree State. There has also been a major influx of immigrants from Somalia and Central Africa, bringing with them different cultural values and widespread perceptions of increased crime and violence. Now, like migrants everywhere, of course, many of these new residents are determined to establish the same sort of laws and restrictions that they are familiar with from their home regions. The biggest problem is that Maine, like Nevada, has never had a strong network of Second Amendment advocates. They haven't really needed them. The organizations that do exist in the state are either old line hook and bullet sportsman groups with little taste or skill in the political arena, or newer groups just getting established. The emerging leader of the rights movement in Maine is the group Gun Owners of Maine, which has made some impressive progress in the legislative arena this year. Successfully pushing a constitutional carry law, repealing requirements for government permits to legally carry a concealed firearm. But they're still young, and they have limited resources. They have a very small membership and a very smaller, you know, small mailing email list, a little experience with public relations or political contributions. This is where the sharks swim when you get involved in stuff like this. Now, the Firearms Coalition, the Knox Brothers, the loose confederation of all of these organizations throughout the states, they've been active in Andy Bloomberg's strategy and coalition building in Nevada and Arizona, and they're helping groups in Maine. Knox Brothers bring their particular skill set, which is considerable, and lend it out. But these battles, and we've seen this recently with some initiatives that Tim Knight was involved in. Tim Knight and Sean Maloney. Tim and Sean were involved in the Colorado recall. These people were angry. These people were ready to go. And these people ignored the 22-1 that they were outspent, and they got their recalls and they deposed the politicians. Because at the end of the day, votes by media. There may be some unscrupulous people that will be paid to vote, yes. But at the end of the day, all that money buys is media. It buys print ads. It buys airtime on radio. It buys airtime on TV. That's what it buys. It is out there to shape. It is a behavioral experiment. It is meant to influence your behavior. just like Barack Obama is about to do now with his big buddy Cass Sunstein. Now, that doesn't rule at the end of the day. Ask Mick Mulvaney. Why do you think Mick Mulvaney in South Carolina is in office today? It wasn't because of he had no money to get elected. But they went out there just like they did in Colorado, and he got elected. Now, they go to New Jersey, where they're dealing with a beaten-down populace, and they can't get them fired up despite the fact they've got a Senate leader that doesn't care that a woman got killed in her driveway waiting for her gun permit that was 15 days late. And they can't rise up to that. So it's all going to be determinant on where you are. So, you know, all of these guys, the Knox brothers, Tim Knight, Sean Maloney, all these guys, they can all go into Maine and try to whip them up. At the end of the day, it's going to be up to the people of Maine. Facing somebody that brings billions of dollars to the table with a team of professional PR flacks, that's sort of daunting. But it can be done, and it must be done, and it must start right now. They don't need to count on an outside organization like the NRA or the Firearms Coalition or Gun Owners of America or Tim Knight or Sean Maloney or any of these guys to come in and save the day. They've got to be their own first responder, is what it boils down to. Gun Owners of Maine is a good place to start. They're already coordinating with other organizations around the state and across the country to meet the Bloomberg threat head on. If you would like to check them out, go check them out at gunownersofmaine.org. They're on Facebook, of course, at facebook.com/groups/gunownersofmaine. Win or lose, every time they go to a state, when it happens, when whatever initiates and everything goes on, when that occurs, they're going to move on to the next state. The only states they're not going to go to have already fallen. They've already fallen. With each victory, they feel stronger. With each defeat, they feel weaker. We need to make them feel weaker. Don't wait for somebody else to do it, Maine. Flip into the next hour. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.